Yes, I mean, I think we're putting together a very intelligent budget today, hopefully to be endorsed and agreed by the County Council. I mean, there's no escaping. Councils up and down the country over the last 4 or 5 years have had a really tough time as the government grants to support local government services have reduced dramatically. Our grant has gone down by about £40 million every year, which is a significant proportion of our budget, which is about £900 million. And the demand on our services and pay and prices to staff and providers of services like residential care providers and domiciliary care providers has had to be paid for. And that amounts to about another £55 million a year. So the grant reducing by 45 million, the pressure on services going up by £55 million, and that demand and pressure on services beyond our control means that every year we've had to find about £100-110 million worth of savings out of a budget of what was 1.1 billion now will very shortly be below 900 million and take on all those pressures. So your income's gone down and your expenditure goes up. That's the recipe for misery unless you deliver more and more efficiency, innovation and transformation in how services are delivered and try and avoid reducing frontline services. And to date, we have done that, which is an extraordinary track record over the last 5 years as the government tries to reduce public expenditure so that this country lives within its means. No, the entitlement to social care services for those that are self-funders and those that are state funders has not changed. If anything, it's gone the other way. Well, those that are classed as self-funders that have to pay for their own residential care or domiciliary care provision have seen their costs of that provision go up as the care providers have to pay their staff a bit more and their heating bills go up and their rates bill goes up, same as everybody else. So those costs have risen and it's a pressure on us for those that are funded by the state in the same way that it's a pressure on those that have to fund for themselves. Yeah, I mean, I very much support the introduction of the living wage, and that means a pressure on our budgets of probably about £7 or £8 million, which will have to be passed to the care providers, and in my view, quite rightly so. The 2% council tax will raise somewhere in the order of about £11 million. So a little bit of it, but then again, we've got to pay our providers a little bit more as they have their costs rising to make sure that we keep stability in the provider market for domiciliary care and residential care. So. Well, I mean, over the last 5 years, we've been able to try and keep council tax down as low as possible and indeed freeze council tax. Well, we had the option of putting the council tax or taking a modest grant to help keep the council tax frozen, which we did for 3 years. And that has meant that our council tax base is lower than it otherwise might have been. We are proposing today that the council tax element, the normal council tax element, will go up by about 1.98%, and exactly, and the social care precept will be 2% to cover the costs of the living wage. But another cost that we have in the coming year is change in national insurance costs on local government pensions, which again will cost this authority £4.5 million, which will go straight to the Treasury coffers. So it's very tough times. Very pleased that we're putting together a budget today that maintains good quality frontline services despite all those financial challenges that I've just referred to.